kanaka amuri yeZimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, July the 13th, 2022. I'm Jonga Kandemiri in Washington. Tonight on a live talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe exemption permits, legal documents that allowed Zimbabweans in South Africa to stay and work or study legally in that country. The permits expired on December 31st, 2021, but the South African government gave the holders a year to regularize their stay. Those who fail to do so will have to go back home. Over to you, Gibbs.
Ngalamhlanje izulukandaba esixoxa ngakho ikona ukuthi ama documents ona lawo kumele alungiswe eZimbabwe exemption permits a expire ngo December 31st 2021. So the South African government yathi kumele abantu abaningi balungise udaba lolo ngesiphangiphangi. So ke kunjalo ke Jonga.
The South African government has vowed to go ahead with this decision to remove undocumented Zimbabweans despite some organizations including the Helen Suzman Foundation taking it to court in a bid to challenge its decision to terminate the permits. The Department of Home Affairs has accused the Helen Suzman Foundation and other non-governmental organizations of trying to dislodge the government. A Zimbabwean official told the state-controlled media that the government is working on mechanisms to assist its nationals in the neighboring country who wish to return after the expiry of special permits in December. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yeah, ukujongela banjoke kubeka ke uhulumeni wa South Africa uthi uza kipa bantu kulelo lizwe abangisesela ma documents. Kulapha sibilo kumele ngathi bekulungisile konke lokho. Sizule njalo iHelen Suzman Foundation isithi ke izahambisa udaba lolu emthethwandaba ukuthi ithi lokho kwenziwa eSouth Africa akukho emthethweni. So baba pisa ke i Department of Home Affairs abathi ke kodwa ke i Helen Suzman Foundation bathi hayi inhlanganiso zamukhipha uhulumende embusweni oke khulunywa isiphathamandla sakwele South Africa. Kangele njalo ke kule siphathamandla sika uhulumende esitshele ke i state media ukuthi uhulumende uyazama ukuthi ancedise labo abakwele South Africa ukuthi babuyele ekhaya. So ke lapho bangasuze belungisa incwadi zabo Jonga kuzama ukuthi babuyele ekhaya.
Yes, Gibbs, thank you. The South African government said so far the Department of Home Affairs has received over 2,000 visa applications and slightly over 3,000 visa waiver applications from Zimbabweans who should change their status in order to continue accessing services including banking and education. One of the Zimbabweans who is in South Africa and trying to regularize his stay is Sipho Nkulube.
Sesisubmitile abanye bona abalutshwana kanti ungomunye wabasikwazi ukuthi next stage siyaba
sengathi kuyini okusubmitileyo wena njalo udinga ivisa enjani.
Ivisa mina engiyabe ngiyizama i-general work permit naleyo khona ngoba la amanye kamqualify. So ma uzangena kuleyo kumele kube incwadi evela ku-Labour Department. So angeke ngiyithole ngoba ama qualifications angilawo angeze njalo. So kule system yoku waiver yesizama uqala siyilandele. Xa bese accept ayikho singola siya apply khona ama permit yakho.
Yi singathi ke akutshela abantu ukuthi wena vele nxa usithi general work permit ngenjani naleyo. Njalo kumele uapply njani?
I general work permit yona le babadube eyokusebenza ongala skills. So i-general work permit vele inzima ukuthi pho uvele uyithole nje. So yiye efuna ama-special ufuneka uzuhambe through ama-waiver. Ama-waiver ukuthi uhulumende uhambe uhulumende ucela ukuthi mina ngicela ukuthi njengoba ngezizathu ezithize ukuthi kudala ngihlala lapha ngicela lami ukuthi ngivunyele ukusebenza njengabantu balapha yikho esikuzamule kuweva otherwise ukuthi sivele siyithole kunzima
singathi uzifakele wena i-application yakho kumbe uncathisele ikhwela
hhayi angincathiswanga ikhwela siyifakele ngoba uhulumende njengoba uhulumende walapha loba esala esenze nje kodwa wasithumela phela i-information ukhona indlela elandelwa uyalandela indlela yakhona ayikho nzima esingakwaziyo ukuthi i-outcome izakuthini but bona bayasi-encourage ukuthi siyingene kuleyo ndlela so asomagqweta uyahamba uhambe kusystem kuwebsayithi ye-VFS ifuna into eziningi njalo ingane iyahamba ahamba engane iyabreaka so ngenza lokho uqeda lapho uyabhadala i-1550 sudinga i-date ye-appointment uhambe uyesubmitha nxa sukwenze konke
ukuqeda lapho baza ku-interviewa kumbe bayakwenze njani
hhayi abaku-interviewa wena uyahambisa zonke izinto amaphepha bawacelile wonke ungahambisa wonke nxa ephelele kusho ukuthi bona nxa besenza khona ngale njengana uminister sithi ukuthi kule komiti ayikhethileyo kusho baza bekhayela each pepha lona yanosubmithele
singathi uhulumente wezimbabwe-ke ungena ngaphi khonapho uyalinceda yini sizeyongazani ukuthi uyazama ukuthi alincede
hayi hayi asikamuzwa bakudiba sikaze simuzwe vele uhulumende wezimbabwe angikholwa angazi mina kodwa asikaze simuzwe asikaze simuzwe
so singathi-ke nxa kungahamba kuhle uzahlala khonapho kwele South Africa kungele ukuhamba kuhle uzakwenzanjani kulokho
anxa kwehlule kuthi nxa kwehlule somele sibuyele ekhaya bakwaduba siyabe sesingalayo i-option lapha ngithi sincengile kusemzini yabantu ungazaki ukuthi uthi uzahlala emzini wathi uhlezi ongekho emthethweni ngoba usungabotshwa lokubotshwa usufaka irekhodi lento zakho eziyabe zihamba kuhle usuzifaka amarekhodi amani labantwana silabantwana thina uyakungasakwazi ukuthi kuzakwenzakala
so singathi kungahamba kubi sibe labantwana bazathola zimali
abantwana besikolo ukuthi asikwazi abantwana besikolo phela balayo ukuthi nxa befunda sizakwenza ama-study permit but ukuthi bazasala labo bani besitada lapho asikwazi kumbe labo bazaba-accepta asikwazi ukuthi kuzahamba njani kuthi abantwana abaye bazasala nxa sokuyi-option bazasala bengalabazali kumbe sahamba labo bayeqala ekhaya
kodwa ubona ngazani uhulumende wezimbabwe nganceda njani khonapha nkulu
hayi babadube owakithi angikwazi ukuthi ngathi anceda njani kunzima wathi vele sisenga khonapha emaphasipotini kungcono nje kulezisuku ngoba ngithi amaphasipoti sebesithasethathwa ngoba lo abantu abaningi first application bavele bafeliswa ukuthi babe ngalamaphasipoti bawafuna amaphasipoti kodwa bengawu-afodi njalo bengatholi ukuthi bathole ama-resource okuthi bawathole masinyane manje asikwazi njengbakonakala ngani abantu abasekhaya bathi sokungani kulula mbijana anxa yikho esingakubonga ngokuthi abantu sebekwanisa ukuthi bathole amaphasipoti ngokuphansi but okwedlula lapha ngibona ukuthi kuyini uhulumente ngoba nguye uhulumende weza abantu babaleke babuye ngapo
ye siyawuzwa kakhulu ngulule so-ke phosela ukugcina kunapho utshela abanye ukuthi kumele benzeni pho xa befisa labo ukuthi balungise amaphepha
hhayi akukho ngakuthi babadue okuningi uminista ngibona uhlale semaredweni ulezi suku ama-interviews lobe engacacho kodwa uyatsho abantu abalama-options abalezihlobo bayakhona uku-aplaya ba-aplaye ngezihlobo maningi amanye ama-visa options akhona awulesihlobo nxa usebenza nxa ushadile ngawulo mntwana ozele lo mntwana walapha ubekucacisela ayizolo ntambam bephuma ngakho but abantu abaningi abakhwalifaye but kungcono ukuzama kulokuthi kuvele ukhalale lawo amaweva wona lala siyazama siwenxa kuthi udliwe i-1500 it's worth time kufanele sizama sikwazi ukuthi abantu banjani kodwa kumele sizame ngiyabona izolo bekuthiwa abantu balutshwana kakhulu aba-aplayayo angazi ukuthi abantu sebekhalele kodwa ungcono ukuthi uzame phela wehlule kuzamile
ye singathi uwevale ngenjani
hayi weva iweva phela zi-different bakudube uyaweva different but iweva is a option ukuthi ubypasse izinto zonke ezikhona ikakhulu yona lincwadi yelabour phela kufuna incwadi yelabour njengama-special skills bayahamba elabour bayi-approva baphiwe incwadi yeukuthi baqualifya kumbe ikhampani ba-aplayele labour babanika incwadi yona leyana so maungalayo incwadi leyana vele ukuthi uthole i-work permit kumbe loba i-work permit ungeke uyithole so iweva indlela yokubypassa one of those things lapho khona kwama-fingerprints esikwenza i-police clearance uyakubalekela into ezinjalo
ye sabonga kakhulu babagulube ungadinga kusasa baba
Yes, that was Sipho Mkhulube, a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yes, what you are saying is that, you know, he's looking for a general work permit, and initially what he's thinking of that a waiver is very necessary in this case. So he says we have to apply to the Minister of Labor in order to get the general work permit. And when you get it, it's okay because you won't be required to show your own skills. So he's not sure of what is going to happen, and it seems as if you pay a fee of 1,500 in order to process your papers. So after that, there are no interviews that are conducted, Chonga. So briefly, he was talking around those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, manzwa kubva kuna vaSipho Mkhulube, chizvarwa cheZimbabwe, vari muSouth Africa, vanga vachitsanangura nezveurongwa hunoitika kana waenda kunoforera magwaro ekuti unge uchigadzisa ugaro hwako. Tirikunzwa kuti kune anonzi mawaiver visa anokwanisa kuti vange vachimbobvumidzwa kugara kwenguva diki varimo, asi vari kutsanangura kuti zvinhu zvakaoma hazvisinyore sezvinotarisirwa. We spoke to another Zimbabwean, Trymo Ncube.
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi abasaba renew permit eZimbabwe, but mina eZimbabwe angeke ngihambe ngoba ishi impilo yakhona inzima kakhulu, inzima ngoba ishi labantwana la abantwana bayi-2 ngoba la ngibuyele eZimbabwe, impilo yeZimbabwe ishi is difficult, inzima kakhulu, very very. So angazi ngizenza kanjani. Ayina iplan.
Kodwa ucabanga ngani wena? Ubona hayi oluhlelo, uhlelo nje ongathi liyasebenza.
Uhlelo, hayi alusebenzi. Awuhlelo nje alusebenzi, but ngiyabangisisa kube ngize le something nami singabantu. So angazi khona ezizo zingakhona ukusinceda zizoba I'm sure ngizoba-trained ma umsebenzi umuntu engufunela umsebenzi ngikhona ukusebenza ngizoba-trained na ngikhona ukusapota abanye abantu lami ngibe-right.
Ngakho ngikhothi nje baqhubeke phambili bakwenze lokhu abakushoyo bona azoyenzayo.
Ngakhona ukubeka imali ngibe yile business yami, ivule business yenze ini zina leyo lonokho ngizokuyenzi leyo mina, at least ngikungenise something emzini wami. Ya
kodwa eSouth Africa sazohlala,
eSouth Africa sazohlala vele, ya ngoba eZimbabwe hayi ngitrayile kwenza something but hayi akula next. Izinto zonke zisidifficult kakhulu, akula into engiyenzayo ekhaya, akula. Ibetha ngiseSouth Africa ngiyabona ngiyenze something, ngiyathole something. Ma ngahamba kumakhelwane ngakwanisa ukunikeza something, ngithole something sekuthi ngilele ngidlile.
Abanye bathi umnyaka ozayo unokhetho eZimbabwe, so kumele abantu nje yiye eZimbabwe niyovota. Wena ucabanga ngakho?
Mina ngiyeke ngihambe eZimbabwe. Hayi ngoba sengihlalile sengibonile into impilo yaleyo ukuthi injani. Kudala sithi maybe izinto zizotshintsha, akutshintshi next. Angike ngihambe kula makhetho ngoba still ngiyabona kuzofana, akula into ezophumelela. So ma ngilana ngi-right.
That was Trymo Ncube speaking with Davidson Mudzingwa. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yes, what Trymo Ncube is saying is that he can't return to Zimbabwe. His permit has expired, but he doesn't know what to do next. And he's saying nothing has changed in Zimbabwe. Things are really bad, so he can't go anyway, Chonga. So that's what he's saying exactly from deep down his heart.
Dai, but not in that Gibbs. Tanzwa wa Trymo Ncube vachitaura na Davidson Mudzingwa vari kuti hanzi zvinhu zvakaoma muSouth Africa, asi havakwanisi kudzokera kumusha nokuti gwaro ravo rekufambisa kana kuti passport rakaexpire. Vabvunzwawo nyaya yekunzi muZimbabwe mune sarudzo gore rinouya, muri kuenda kunovhota here vati havaone paine chinobuda kubva musarudzo. Thank you, Trymo Ncube. Now we have another Zimbabwean who is worried about the decision taken by the Pretoria, and this is Edmore Moyo.
And one of our Tibetaurus ma permit a shand and with ya Tingamusha and Japanairi, Ponamabasas, that number one neighbor with ya Pasna Permitica, Lepasna Bas, how is it?
So, Murutichi to Rende, South Africa. Yes, our Taurus, Ga Taurus.
Ah, Nazundu Taurus, Ngaba Taurus. One of them, I will go to Bataris, Gutsi, Paris, Gutikana, Vagatima Penity, Asha Anuvari, Opazim, Panawandi, Sapano, Opazim, and Wuzim, Quachapana, Chinobatika, Panakutika, Panachi. So, Manji, Tetasi, Buzoga, Wuzima, Wuzoka, Futa, Panachi Ripo. So, Ishma one, at least, Bango, Tima Penitia, one for Gutti, at least, Arumi, Washanishu, Gutima one. Unofanga kuti eze sadik vasangane vataurane then situation one
kana kuti vaende rambira vakatsinda hata zvihara zvimavhizi ini muchaita sei
pana chatsati pase pachinotangira hapana kuti tingadzokera kuzimu kuti hapadzoke kuzimu kuzimu hapana chiripo hapabatiki hapana mabasa ugara imomo muchaita sei
chakugadzina ini
Vana, Vana Suku Jesus in the Macayo, with no basa, Pindigi, the Macay with my permits. So, Pan permits to bring about a boy, at least Luguna with deep and then a permit, Yashi, Kamodika Munu, no phone will disappear the first. At least Luguna Wada Basso, Pasmezo, Zimanga Mozoke, whatever.
That was Edmore Moyo speaking from Johannesburg. Hanzi namkoma Edmore Moyo, zvinhu zvakaoma, vanotiwo dai takwanisa kuwaniswa mapermits, he says things are tough, permits must be given because without permits there are no jobs. The South African government must do something, and he says going back home is not an option and is urging SADC to intervene. Let us hear what Donald Ndou has to say.
Supposed to solve this thing first, or if they don't like us in this country, they're supposed to tell us, because they're stopping our permit for now. We don't renew it. How can, if they need permits at work, so I can lose my job because of that, and my family is gonna be suffer on top of that. So I don't know what can I do for now.
And what do you want the government to do
On this issue, the government, they suppose maybe if they don't like us to work under the companies or whatever, we can make a plan even to go back to Zimbabwe, because there is nothing that we can stay here for nothing reason. But if they allow us to renew our permits, we can renew and continue to work again. Because now they don't want to renew our permits, and we don't know where we are going through. So if you're at work, they need permits all the time. This is so, that is the issue. And we don't know what can we do for now.
And if they really go ahead and stop and cancel these permits or not renew them, what are you going to do?
Yeah, the things that I can go to do, I can't go ahead to suffer. I can go back maybe to start a new life to my country or something else. I could, there is no need, and I know the South Africans, they hate us. So that is the reason why they don't like to renew our permits, because they said maybe we are taking our jobs here in South Africa. So I think maybe they don't like to take the permits back, to renew the permits because of that issue. I don't understand that, but they were supposed to talk, not to do it as a secret.
That was Donald Ndou speaking with Davidson Mudzingwa in Johannesburg. Our first guest today is University of Tshwane Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza. Hello, Professor Mukonza.
Hello, vakatepiri vakati.
Aiwa, tiri wapenyu, tinotenda zvikuru kuti makwanisa kupinda muchirongwa chedu. Let me start by throwing a question in English for the benefit of all our listeners. May you tell us the status of Zimbabwe exemption permits at the moment in South Africa? We have heard from various organizations, including the government of Zimbabwe. It has also said something, and also the South African government is saying it is not going to go back on the issue of exemption permits. What's the status at the moment?
I think the status of the Zimbabwe exemption permit is that they have been terminated. They were terminated at the end of the year 2021. But the South African government has given holders of that permit some kind of a grace period of a year to continue living in South Africa, and also looking for ways of moving from the Zimbabwe exemption permit to other permits that are there, such as the study permit, other permits that allow people to work, other permits like the retirement permits. There are other permits that mm-hmm. Zimbabweans have an option to migrate to. So they were in that dispensation. They were given until December 2022.
Yes.
So the South African government says it's not going to change from that position. I think the Minister of Home Affairs of South Africa has been asked many times, and he has been adamant that the position that the South African government took in relation to the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permit still stands. So, in short, that's how things are, Mr. Kandemi.
Yes, Professor Mukonza, we have heard the South African government saying that so far there are very few people who have taken up the offer for applying for other permits, like the waiver visas. Why are Zimbabwe not taking this opportunity to migrate from the Zimbabwe exemption permits to the waiver visas and all other permits that may allow them to stay in South Africa?
I think what I've heard in my discussion with others, other Zimbabweans who are holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit, what they say to me is that they feel that the conditions that are required for other permits are such that they don't qualify. So they feel, you know, attempting to apply for those permits is just a waste of time. And I think also people do not even have the money to apply for those permits.
Yes.
So it's quite a number of reasons why holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit are not taking up this offer. And also, the while the minister said, can you hear me, Mr. Kandemi?
Yes, I can hear you. 10 seconds, Professor Mukonza.
Okay. So those are some of the reasons why the holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permit are not attempting to move to other permits, as the South African government is encouraging them.
Thank you so much, Professor Mukonza. That was the University of Tshwane Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza speaking from Polokwane, South Africa. If you just joined in, this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. Tonight, we are discussing about the Zimbabwe exemption permits, and we are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. You can also access our shows on www.voashona.com, www.voaindebele.com, and on VOA Zimbabwe. It's time to take a break. Don't go away. Stay right here. And now we are joined by Dr. Vusumuzi Suanda, who is the chairman of the African Diaspora Forum and is based in South Africa. Welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening to you and your listeners. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much, Dr. Suanda. We know that African Diaspora Forum has been following the issue of Zimbabwe exemption permits, and you have been also putting a fight against the decision by the South African government to terminate these permits. What have you done so far? Because we have heard from other organizations like the Helen Suzman Foundation taking the government to court.
Well, look, what we are doing this far is to try and coordinate as much as possible of, you know, the litigation, you know, that is going to take place against, you know, this particular, you know, government decision. Because it is, you know, our strong belief that, you know, procedural fairness has not been implemented, and also that in terms of substantive fairness, you know, it has not been done, because the decision, you know, that was taken, it was taken on the background of a decision that was taken with valid reasons in 2009. And those reasons, you know, have not, you know, been removed, or the reasons why that decision was taken, you know, those factors have not been completely taken off. So we are actually coordinating and trying to get quite a few more organizations, you know, to challenge this particular court decision. And we are also, you know, engaging, you know, on various, you know, advocacy, you know, platforms to try and expose, you know, the mistakes that this government, you know, has basically, you know, done, so that we can have more people, you know, realizing why we are having this particular fight.
Mm-hmm. And we heard the South African government saying that organizations such as yours are trying to dislodge it through these court challenges and whatever efforts you are doing to make sure that Zimbabweans stay in South Africa legally. What's your take on that?
Well, look, that's what we call small minds. You know, in an open democracy, it is everyone's right, you know, to seek for a third, fourth opinion if and to follow all avenues if they are aggrieved by the decision of another person. And if the government of South Africa did not have anything to hide, they would not be complaining about, you know, our court challenges. I mean, because how can you say that a court can dislodge, you know, the government when you know that the court is going to be fair? Otherwise, they are trying to say that the court is not fair, the court is against, you know, the government, which is unheard of and very untrue.
Thank you so much, Dr. Suanda. That was Dr. Vusumuzi Suanda of the African Diaspora Forum. And this brings us to the end of our show. Thank you all for joining us, all the listeners who are abroad and home. Let's make another date next week. I am Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, D.C.